This year's Lever Demo Day packed Mass Mocha with entrepreneurs, established business leaders, politicians, and possible investors. There was no fanfare, per se, no on-the-spot deals or buyouts, aside from the ones possibly made over drinks at Bright Ideas Brewing afterwards. Lever Executive Director Jeffrey Thomas says it's a chance for startups to practice their pitch and receive critiques and praise from the community.
Very simply, to launch new companies, companies that in particular that are going to draw revenues from other places here. And that's going to create wealth, and that's going to create jobs.
Businesses range from the password-keeping security app Vault to FamKeepa, a gift card purchasing platform for immigrants who want to avoid fees associated with sending money home to family. It was started by Nick Taronga from Zimbabwe.
Sending money back has not only become part of our culture, but it's a great way that allows us to reconnect, bond together, and express love to our families back home.
Also in attendance were BNB Micro Manufacturing, electronic medical record system BeWell, and Scott Trafton of Bennington, Vermont's Pool Shark H2O, an app that replaces paper logs for efficiency and accountability for health inspector visits.
80% of commercial pools did not meet health code requirements. Last summer, this was highlighted for everybody in the world stage during the Rio Olympics, when everyone watched the diving pool turn this lovely shade of neon green virtually overnight due to incorrect chemical balance.
There are a few factors that help businesses like these develop. State Senator Adam Hines, a Pittsfield Democrat, says the state has a handful of incentives and programs to help innovators grow, but
first and foremost, it's letting you all succeed and oftentimes getting out of the way.
Lever says an incubator space that allows for a collaborative work environment helps startups. Cloud 85 in North Adams is an example of that kind of space where one company that is, say, computer savvy might help another business that is a strong self-brander. Marty's Local, started by Nick Martinelli, uses another startup, Food Love, to connect farm produce buyers to distributors.
Hundreds of high-quality farmers and food producers in our region, and that it ought to be as easy or easier to purchase food from these producers as it is for them to get food from elsewhere in the country or elsewhere in the world.
Lever says encouraging entrepreneurship in college helps cultivate highly skilled innovators. In 2012, Imran Khoja won the first business plan competition launched by Lever at Williams College, his alma mater. It inspired Khoja to go on to Stanford University, work for businesses like music player Spotify, and start three other companies, including Just Appraised, which gives governments data on property values.
Making sure that this is done accurately and fairly is the mandate of the office within local governments that we work with.
Outgoing North Adams Mayor Richard Alkenbright says he'd be interested in Coach's services.
When I took office in 2010, I was convinced that we needed to open government in a way that was accepting and supportive of ideas and initiatives that would help this community grow. A government that, in a sense, would kind of know its place. A government that would assist but not control. A government that would provide support and access to grants and potential capital resources, and a government that would permit and not compete.
Alkenbright says North Adams has come a long way, but the region still needs to do more to incentivize young business leaders to create and live in northern Berkshire County. Reporting from WAMC News' Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.